solid?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm starting. The Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, HaGadol Shebar L'Aktano. As Rashi explains, Aktano is less than Shalosh Shana B'Yomechon, Ein B'Yasa B'Yo, B'Suleh Chozvin. In the other case, HaKotin Shebar L'Akdayla, U'Muka Seitz. We have a very fundamental machlokes Tanoim regarding Muka Seitz, whether Ksubas or Masayim. That's the position of our mayor. Or Chacham say Mukas Eis Suvasa Mona. There's an interesting, I saw in the Rishonim here, whether, how do you define Mukas Eis? Whether you define it the way Rashi defines it? Rashi says, Niskalo Eitz Vaisa Mokom. And the Meiri learns that Sheinofla Al Karka Chazoka. She may have underwent a fall. But whatever the case is, you have machlokes tanoim, whether ksuvasa masayim or ksuvasa mana. So the Gemara points out here that even if there are eidim, she'ilo nivala, or eidim that were made, that there was yichud, but there wasn't enough time, in effect, to do an act of bia. It doesn't make a difference. The halacha is she's only going to receive mana, me'azuz. So Taisus here in Daf Yud Beis Aleph, the second Taisus, kinsa b'cheskas b'sula v'nimtzeis b'ula yesh lo mana. Taisus actually explains this position that the assumption is the chasen, there's a hanocha on the part of the chasen that she's not a b'sula because since she already was nesua before then, kinsa b'cheskas psula v'nimtes b'ula, so since she was nosui prior to that, and the eidim ameid, so Taisus explains, v'hodi toni shari kinsa rishon pirush rivam dochi mashvalei, ein l'sheni tani v'sulim l'chasum v'ksuvasa klum. Shari kinsa rishon. Once already there was an act of nesuin, the garam dios ksuvasa mana, v'in yachol l'chasa klum me'yesa mana. V'l mahanya tainis b'sulim, Elo, Yimena de Psulim. So here Taisus basically says, and that's what Rishonim write also, the next Taisus also points out, Shani Yachash Arikinsa Rishon, Vadaita de Be'ula Nises. That's the assumption. She's already considered to be a Be'ula. Yavgab de Eidim Eidim Shal Nivala, Eina Sonich Hazeh. Yachash Shoyim Nisuin, since he already was a prior Nisuin. Visovar, why are they saying what they're saying? Only for the purpose of Shevach. So the way others explain this, Shevach means to make her chaviv the baila. She should be chaviv in the eyes of her husband. But there's no possibility of a time of besulin. I saw in Yerushalmi, also quoted, I don't know if you study, the Shidin Kubetz says it requires enormous number of hours. So Yerushalmi is quoted as saying that since she's already in the suah, the second person will not find her as attractive, and therefore, that's why ksuvasa mana. That's what the Yerushalmi writes. Taisa says a different svara, as we just mentioned, l'shivcha amrim ken. I saw in Taisa b'kivega here, on the Mishnayos, to make a chaviv al baila. That's a very good question. Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to what?
That's right. Pasha, the Chura.
But then Lucas 8 should be less than
I mean, I don't know how to compare exactly I don't know how you contrast one vis-a-vis the other.
What kind of tzuba would that be?
Okay, the reason why I'm saying this is because I saw in Tosha B'Kivega Mishnayis, he brings down the following chiddush. He says, let's say it was Yadua that a woman was a Nida, based Nisun HaRishonim. It was clear that she was a Nida. And now, she never became tar to her husband before the Nisuin. Then there would be a Tainus Besulin. There are all these svaras are being given here by the Yerushalmi, by Taisus, But he brings it down, halacha l'maisa. The reason why this is fascinating, because the Gemara says over here, Gemara's lashon is, ein mukas eitz bebasar. What does that mean exactly? So Tosfos read on the side, explains that even if a cotton, hotzia besudin shalah, but because bias cotton is not a bia, just become mukas eitz. Mashen Ken Tosfos here has a different explanation. Tosfos says here, on daf yudal from a base, we are maskil Shmuel Amar on top of the page. Ein mukas eitz basam below heishir besudin ari, yibe heishir. I mean, you can see that the Rishonim are concerned about this issue, but somehow there's an assumption in this entire sugya, and the assumption is that once she was nesua, so automatically the hanoch on the part of the husband is that already she's considered to be a ba'ula. Again, all these svaras are being... Okay, but as I said, an aftermina would be in the case of Rebbe Kivega, where it's known that she was a nidah, she never became tahor to her first husband, so therefore there's no question that you would be able to have a taina, a besulin. But the chiddush of Tosfos is the avgad edim the edim shalom nivala. Ain't a samich al zeh. That's the question, why? Why can we be samich on that? So Tosfos gives svaras, the Yerushalmi says svaras. The question is how to interpret what they mean. Lishivcha. Be'emesh she's a ba'ula amitis. That's the chiddush that's being said over here. She's really a ba'ula, but it's being said lishivcha. Anyway, halacha l'maaseh, we paskin that kinsa v'cheskas psula v'nimtzeis ba'ula is a mekach tos. If that would be the situation where he was under a particular havana that she's a basula, and it turns out she was a ba'ula, then it's a mekach tos. I want to continue this discussion with the next Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Ha'ochel etzel chomi b'Yehuda, shelo b'Eden. En yochel litom tanas basula, neshem is yachi nima. So, Yushalmi, on this Mishnah, in Ksubis, Yushalmi explains the mokar, and it's also found here in the Shulchan Kubetzes. Yerushalmi says something incredibly striking. I mean, it's hard for us to understand this practice. Again, we know what the Gemara says, Kadesh Elibo Gaspa. What exactly does that mean? What's the nature of this kind of behavior? That yichud taking place. So the Yerushalmi, quoted by the Shita, brings a mocker for this middle. Yerushalmi says when Bnei Yaakov went to bury their father, Nimrasa Machpelah, Esau wanted to be ma'akev, that's a Gemara. Esau wanted to prevent that kura from taking place. And the Yerushalmi says, came along Yehuda and killed Esau. So now, the Bnei Esau, namely Rome, when they, at what point in history, overwhelmed Klal Yisrael, so the gzera was that every besula who gets married has to be, initially, has to consort with the Roman consul, whatever Pokid Romai was operating at that point in time. So in order that she would not submit to the Roman consul willingly, says the Shita, according to Yerushalmi, so in Yehuda they ordained that the couple should have relations before Erison. That's the Yichud that the Gemara is talking about. And this way, that would ensure that the new kala would become loyal to her husband, would not submit to the Roman officer without coercion. And that would be a bia bainis, Mary the Kipshat. What was that? Okay, Chushim Ben Dan, it's another Gemara. That's a Gemara in Seita. But here, the Yerushalmi is a different version. It's different than the Gemara. Yerushalmi is different than the Bavli. That's what Rabbi Weinberg quoted the Bavli. Chushim Ben Dan, he was hard of hearing. The whole Shmuz of Chaim Shulevitz on this. But anyway, whatever the case is here, Yerushalmi gives a different explanation. I saw the Karban Eidah, and that Yerushalmi, he writes over there that the bia with the Pakid Romai, that bia would be Ba'ines, and therefore she would not be ushered to her husband. However, the question is, what do you do with Kohanim? Because the Kohen, of course, the halacha is that even then, so she would be ushered to a Kohen. So what did they do? They hid all the Kohanim from the Romaim, says the Korban Eidah. They were hidden. And therefore, because they would be also the Gamri. So even after the Gzeira diminished, or after the Gzeira lapsed, the practice of secluding the two together, being Nisyachi, continued. That's the pshat here, quoted by the Shin Gebeses, in the name of the Yerushalmi. I saw also in the Shin Gebeses, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, he brings here some other explanation, that the Romans were especially takif with Yehuda. Why? Because they knew Mashiach is going to emerge from Yehuda. The lashon of the Mishnah here on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, ha'eichel.
That's
explaining the evil gospel? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that exactly is what the Gemara here had in mind. The lashon of evil gospel generally, that's not what it means. The evil gospel in Halacha, in Ksubis, and elsewhere, always refers to that you don't have the same type of cheshek, similar to the din of a nidah, the Gemara in the beginning of Ksubis. So the Halacha, why you require Shomrim, because ain't the evil gospel. We're worried, we're afraid he might live with the Nida. So that doesn't seem to be the simple pshat, that lashon of Libo Gaspar. But anyway, because of this, the pshat Yerushalmi, but the lashon ha'ochel, which is mentioned here in the Mishnah, ha'ochel eitzel chomer b'Yehuda, shalom b'edim, and yachel litotans b'zul meshim isyachin imo. So the Ritva writes that yesh mekaymes b'Yehuda shechasim v'kal lo'ochel b'yachal. They're places where they did not eat together. That's what Gemara says here. Amar Abayi, Mekemis, Mekemis, Yesh. There are different minhogim in different places. And the question is, what did Abayi add? So the Ritva, and the Rashba, and the Ran discuss this question exactly. This whole Shaka V'Tayah apparently was said by Abayi, the Ritva is Cholek. But anyway, the Gemara says that Begolil, Lo Yosin came. Means apparently, they didn't have this practice that the Chasam and the Kala were misyachim with each other. So the problem is, we already learned that regarding Shushbinim, there were no Shushbinim bechlal and Goli. That's what Gemara says. Gemara speaks about Mina Golu, but there were no Shushbinim over there. So again, here also, the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran, that there were no Shushbinim. Which means the chosin, there was no shushbinim, but the kala had shushbinim. You know that she should not go ahead and bring dam tzipor, because she was embarrassed the fact that they didn't find dam basulim. Okay, I'm just.
The problem with the shit prevents is that this yichud wasn't just yichud; it was mamish.
Correct.
And why all the shushbinim?
Okay, that's a kasha. I have the same kasha. Anyway, it doesn't answer that kasha, the shita, but the suggestion is a very original, creative kind of suggestion that's mentioned over here. The next Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that deals with the Arba Me'el Zuz and the Halacha L'Maisa, this is mentioned actually in Shulchan Aruch D'Rabbi Shmuel. I saw quotes in Eben Ezer that the question is, how do you define what's called a Mishpacha Miyucheses? Even Mishpacha Miyucheses be Yisrael, because here we're talking about Mishpacha Miyucheses among the Kohanim. But a mishpacha miyucheses lav dachka, he says the Beis Shmuel, even the mishpacha begila can raise the level of ksuba to 400 zuz. They have the ability to do so. But again, the question is, in terms of what was the regilas, what was the normative practice that took place?
This is similar to what you do today?
Today, it is, how shall I describe it? I have kevel. Today, what people do is, if you, I'm a Sadiq Kedushin, which I do often, you'll see literally all types of sums are mentioned in the Ksuba. I'm talking about varying from 180,000 shekel. Usually that's the minimum. I don't know exactly where that came from. And it goes all the way till, I'm talking about astronomical sums of money.
Astronomical?
No, more among Sfardim. Svadim do everything al piyak kabbalah, so they have all kinds of cheshbeinus. Why they get
so
to these numbers?
It's never too million.
What?
It's never too million.
That's right. They have cheshbeinus based al piyak kabbalah. Ashkenazim also it varies. It does vary, but not to the same extent. And then they sometimes tell me I should not announce the Islam, the Schum, publicly, understandably. Because sometimes the Schumim are, as I said, Schumim Ashtonomim, beyond belief. The Mishnah Daf Yud Beis and Beis, which is
this happens when it comes to giving, or they say it was just a ceremonial?
I don't think it's ceremonial b'chlal, but the Ksuba is a very serious document and should be taken seriously as well. The Mishnah Daf Yud Beis and Beis, these are all famous Mishnahis, starting from here all the way till essentially till Daf Yud Zayin in Ksubas. So the Lashon HaMishnah, the Mishnah presents the famous Machlokes Hanoim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Hanesi Seisha V'lamotzel V'sulim, he omers M'sher Astani Ne'anasti, Nisfach V'sadeyu, he says, Lo ki, Ela Ad Shalom Yimastich, V'yamechi Mechatos, Rabbi Gamliel says, Ne'emenes, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo mipia anu chayim, but rather, Harei Zu V'cheskas Be'ula, Ad Shalom Tisares, V'hitoso, So the reason why, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she's Ne'emeyah, so this is the halacha, Rashi, Rishonim, bring it as well. Bar Rishema, Bar Yodif, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Hametz Mechavero, Olava Raya. Tesis Riddur on the spot here explains that in the Mishnah you see something which is striking. We're talking about she's an Arusa. So you see from the Mishnah that an Arusa gets a Ksuba. That's the Tesis Riddur here, is Mechadish. Yisho She'irsa is a Hischaibus of Ksuba B'tznai Bezdin. Now, the problem is the Lashon HaMishnah, one of the most striking Lashonos of Mishnayos that are found anywhere in Shas. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Lo Mipia Anu Chayim. Where did that expression come from? It should have said very simply that Eino Ne'emenes. That would have been the correct. So the Shin Gebetzes here quotes from the Talmidei Rabbi Yehuda. I also found it in the Tesis Yitzchak and Mishnayos. And then I was told in the name of the Ari HaKadosh. All the same time that's given actually, namely is Tolui on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. And the Mishnah that's quoted is Al Shosh Hadvarim Ha'olam Omed. Al Ha'emes V'Al Adin V'Al HaSholom. So Rabbi Yeshua comes to teach us when he says Lo Mipia Anu Chayim that what this woman said is not Emes. Lo Mipia Anu Chayim. It's a play on the word Chayim. Very cute shot. And therefore, the world will not be able, lachzik ma'amad, the world will not be able to be sustained, the world will not be able to survive. Lo mipia anu chayim. I saw that Tiferes Yisrael presents a different explanation. He says, this is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara speaks about a city, the name of the city was Kushta. And the Gemara says that those inhabitants of Kushta had longevity. They were Marich Yomim because of the fact that they were very committed to Midas HaEmes. And the moment that one of the people of this city, Chas V'Shalom, was Meshaker, he died. So Rabbi Yeshua said, Lo Mipia Anu Chayim, that if we operate with this kind of standard, we will not be Mesugol for Arichas Yomim. We will not be Zoichet Arichas Yomim. Lo mipia anu chayim. That's right. We're talking about this is a midas ha'emes, which is happened to be the midah of our Gaon of Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, that he said liom amdi al daiti. At the time he was a very young man. He was never mishake. He said that towards the end of his life. I actually even had the audacity when he was 93, when I met him in Muncie in 1983, to ask him about that. He had a very audacious fellow in front of him, that's yours truly. And I asked him, and he actually smiled, and he said to me, "Von wann weißt du das? How do you know this?" So I said, I read a lot of his biography, Titan Emes Yaakov, where it says that repeatedly. He didn't say a word. Anyway, so this is the Lashon of Lo Mipia Anu Chayim, which is a very striking Lashon. The Gemara actually here, when it mentions the positions on the bottom of the page, the Gemara has two dais, two Lashonos in the Gemara, two famous Lashonos. The Gemara quotes the famous Sugya of Manu Li Biyotcha, and the other one says, in Yodea, Machlokes, whether you're Chayiv or Potter, Gemara explains along who says Yechayev, Bari Rishema, Bari Odif, the Tovea is the Bari. The other one says Uki Malayna Becheskes Mori. And then the Gemara on the bottom has 2 days, two Lashonos regarding this matter. Tesis, the Yamastil, Monli Biyavcha, quotes his famous Din, which is a halacha, which is a Mishnah actually, that the Mishnah writes that there's a distinction whether a person, when he says any odea in Lovisani, if I did take a loan, any odea in Praticha, then there's no question, that's clear, that you're going to be chayav under those circumstances. That's what Tosfos points out, means if, when we say the person is potter, that's only if it's not clear that there was a halva. Mashenkin, if there was a halva, but we don't know whether he paid up or not, then there's a time he's buried plus a cheskas chiyuv. Then you have two elements that come together, the time of bari or the tovea and the cheskas chiyuv, and we pass in bari b'sheva bari odif, and therefore here we're talking about that there's no cheskas chiyuv. How do we pass in the halacha? We pass in the halacha bari b'sheva la bari odif. That's how the shodok paskins. We don't say bari odif, and yet in cheshem mishpat siman ayin hey, the shodok points out the following. It's a shach. Over there, I have it right here on the paper, Sivkon Chavches, that even though the Shema is potter from paying, but that's only Al Pi Bezdin. Avolot says the Shemayim, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Shema has to pay. The Shach there quotes the name of the Rivosh. In the case of Bari Vishema, where we pass La Bari Yodif, if the Bari is Tofas, let's say the Tovea decides to grab it, so the Aloch is Motzi Miyadon. So over there, Abiki Veger, in Agos, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the name of the Ramban. That the question whether Tfisa helps or does not help on the part of the Tovea depends on the question when I have a suffix. Can you go ahead and be Tofis? Can you grab the item if there's any kind of a suffix? Where a suffix Mamona is Machlokes HaPoski. Remember, there's a famous Kashi, what? That's right, that's a good Tafakoi. It's a whole Sefer that essentially deals with that issue. So, there's a famous Kashi here, the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua on Ksubis is not only monumental, not only mind-boggling, Kimat every Ha'ara of Pnei Yoshua is sensational. So here he has a sensational kasha, very famous kasha. And if Bari Bishema, Bari Odif, we have a machlokes, as I said, we pass the halacha, Bari Bishema, la Bari Odif, but if Bari Bishema, Bari Odif, so now the question is, Hashemas Aveda. There's a din that the person who lost the Aveda has to produce simonim. He's Tovea the Aveda. Someone found an Aveda. Now he has to produce simonim. Every other day, someone asked me questions about this matter. I'm not exaggerating. Two or three times a week. What was that?
Someone is Tovea Aveda doesn't have anybody claims it's
Bari Vishema Bari Yodin. The Tovea is a Bari. He says, it's my article. I recognize it. I identify it. This is what I lost. The Motzi does not know. Motzi is a Shema. He found something. He doesn't know who it belongs to. The Tovea says it's mine. Bari Bishema, Bari Adam. According to that man, the Omar, why do I need simonim? So the Pnei Yoshua suggests that Be'aveda, he writes over here, the Bari is neged kalaylam kula. Because what could the Motzi Aveda say? That the article that I found, essentially, it fell Meruba Dalma. Somebody lost the article. There's a multitude of people that the article could have fall from them. So he writes, Bari keneged ruba d'alma is not nema without simonim. That's how the Bnei Yoshua answered this kasha. It's a belt kasha. It's a famous kasha. That's yes. The truth of the matter is that this teretz of Bnei Yoshua caused and precipitated a lot of discussion among the Gdolei Achronim with reference to this matter. And I went looking actually, and I found that the Chassam Sefer in his Chubis, and elsewhere, they argue against this Pnei Yoshua. You can't say that here you have a Bari, Neged Ruba D'Alma, because Rav HaOlam is not Neged the Bari. Why is that? Because the Rav is Modeh that this Aveda clearly fell from someone. Someone lost this Aveda, unquestionably. Maneva, the Bari, this Bari, the Taina Bari, is included in the Rov. So with the Taina Bari, he's being Mavariah that he's the Yochid, essentially from the Ruba D'Alma. He's the Yochid that lost the Aveda. That's the whole discussion. And basically, you have here, how do you define what exactly the nature of this individual who claims, who found the Aveda, he's a Shema, and the other one is a Bari. What's the nature of that Bari? How do you define that Bari? Well then? But that only applies in general, and it may very well be that that's exactly the maybe you have here, you're saying a kind of Sufik Bari, which is not a Vade Bari.
Oh, it's the counter Chazaka.
Okay, Enechanami. Enechanami. So there are a number of Mahalchim. I just mentioned this issue because it's a Dov Kasha. It's a famous Kasha that the Pnei Yeshua asks over here in Ksubis. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, unfortunately, I don't have much connection with the Dov Yachronim, but I know that this is discussed by the Kovit Shurim, by Shimon Shkop, Kach Shamati, B'Yaldusi. That's what I heard, that this Kasha heard when I didn't have a chance to look at it. I don't even know where the Svarim are in my house. I probably had them somewhere. But you'll ask Rabbi Baum, I'm sure he will tell you what the Achreim say. I mean, in general, one could say, Mitzad Mominus, that's what you're talking about, Dr. Mezenkis, that some of the claims that time is Bari, Bari, Shema, Bari, other, but somehow it could be Hashemah Saveda, it's a Sabbath Alocha. There the Torah says, Adro Shachicha Oso Vashemah Saloi. That the Torah indicates in Sefer Dvarim that you have to investigate. So Bari Bashar Saveda is not a birur, but perhaps it's only a schus hatayin. That's what Achreim actually they like to speak in such language. So Hashem Saveda is a seven aloha, Adroi Shachicha. So it could be Bari is not enough. You need simonim. I mean, you're saying something of a similar nature. And it could also very well be that here it's a Sovik Bari. And therefore, Sovik Bari is not called Shema. When you say Bari Shema, Bari Adif, let's say you have a case of Halva. That's the case that the Rishonim here are referring to, that Tosfos refers to it, that the Gemara refers to Manu Biyachon, the other one says in Yodea. So there you have a concept of Bari Shema, Bari Adif. Mashaykin, Hashem Sabeda, there's only one person with the time is Bari. And there's no one against him. So it doesn't make a difference. There's no taina on the other side. Sovik Bari is not called a Shema. Because you don't have a case of Bari Shema Bari Adif. And if you don't have a case of Bari Shema Bari Adif, and Halva, you have a Bari Shema Bari Adif. He says, yes, you owe me $1,000. The other one says, I don't know. That's a case of Bari Shema. But here you don't have it. It's Hacheni. And the Meir could be, that's why you need Simonim. Okay, they're Mahalchim. Different Mahalchim, actually, to Miyashi, this Kasha. Taste is here, and after you base on the base, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Tosfos says that a very fascinating Kiddush. This Tosfos is found, a very famous Tosfos. It's found in the wide lines, if you count, in the wide lines of this Tosfos, 8 lines into the wide lines. The Yishlomar, 7 lines into the wide lines. The Asim Bari Garuahu, Vishem Atov. The Lefisha Mazik Lo Yasham, Toin Zebari. Vishem the Mazik Tov, the Havel Nameda. This is another massive chiddush, another famous chiddush. There's a distinction between a bari tov and a bari that's not called kach tov. The nature of the bari has to be examined. The shema, I call it a shema garua. Asugya, man libiyotcha, you owe me $1,000, and you say you don't know. That's called a shema garua. So, la halacha. The din is that a person who says any yodea, so maybe he doesn't want to tell the truth. I mean, bari b'shema bari adam hashem kin. In the case of a suffik, the bari is garua, so the shema is tov, like mazik. So the where person the mazik says X occurred, and the nizik says I don't know. So the shema is a shema tov because the nizik again was not there, and he didn't really have to know hashem kin the mazik. His bari is garua. He could be Mishaker. Then we say Bari Shema, La Bari Adif. That Tyson says a Chiddush, also a famous Chiddush. Okay, I want to go further on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara here discusses also a famous, another famous discussion that the Mishnah has. And here the issue the Gemara raises is the issue of Migul. Gemara introduces here the Aloch of Migul, which is a very well-known discussion. And here, one of the problems that Mishonim, we're talking about Isha Pnuya, Haisa Nuberes. Rabbi Amiel says, Ne'emenes, Rabbi Shua says, Lomi Pionu Chayim, Harezu Becheskes, Meuberes, Lenosin, Lamamze, Achatov, Yirag, Lidvareha. So the Gemara here says there's a Migo. The problem with this Migo is that how could you go ahead and collect a Ksuva based on a Migo? We have a famous Klal, Migo Lohitzel Amrinim. Klal that's quoted by Rishenim in Bab Metzia and elsewhere. It's the beginning of Bab Metzia. So, and it's mentioned also a number of times in Shas, this principle, among the principles of Migo, so there's a Shach. The Shach has Kloli Migo. I once had a Rebbe, and I learned Bava Metzia with him. I was a very young man. And he decided to learn with us the Shach Kloli Amigo. Why, I do not know. But, luckily, I happen to be present. The Shach has in one of the Kloli Amigo, in Simon Pei Bei, Simon Kodin Aleph, he quotes from Abin Hananel, and the Shach and Sivkot Tesvav also brings this Teretz name of Hagos Mordechai. What does that mean exactly? When we say, Migu Lehoitzi Lo Amrina. The Mishnah apparently is trying to tell us that you have here two things together. You have a Bari plus a Migu. So there, we don't apply this principle, Migu Lehoitzi Lo Amrina. You can't use the Migu because the Migu is accompanied by a Bari. It's not just the Migu is operating on its own. That's when we say Migu Lehoitzi Lo Amrina. There's a long text about this in Kuflam Gimel, also discussing this issue. Fascinating issue. On Dafyu Gimel Manalaf here, the Gemara has two tamim why a woman is Ne'eman. One is the Gemara says a woman has a chazoka. She has a cheskas kashus, a cheskas aguf. So the question is, why the Lashon of Chazokah is not subscribed to when the Gemara offers the Teretz of Migu? So apparently the Migu is not so strong because, as I said, why should we believe the woman with the Taina Mukaseis more than the Taina of Misherastani Ne'anasti? I mean, that's the issue that we're showing you here to talk about. Which taina is stronger, the taina mukaseitz or the taina misherastani ne'anasti? Mukaseitz is not more ne'eman than the second taina, because the Baal could tell her she's not a mukaseitz. She says she is a mukaseitz. The Baal says, lo, drusat ishat. You are drusat ish. I mean, she says one thing, he says something else. And so it's not, l'chura doesn't give her any more credibility than the second taina. And mukaseitz is a personal kind of taina. Therefore, somehow, because of that, something that she's aware of on her own. So somehow a stronger kind of position that she has. Taisa here, Dr. Gimel Amad Aleph, the Ramasil, Ravasi Omar Nibala. Take a look at that, Taisa. Taisa says, Abu Nistara, Umazam Achlekes, Kayadua. What exactly the word Medaberes in the second Mishnah? But the Mishnah says, "Wa'um medaberes imechav yamula matibo shulizeh ishkoni v'koyinu." Rabbi Amiel said, "Ne'emenes Rabbi Shua said lom pianu chayim." The Gemara says, "Ma'am medaberes ziri yaman nistera yichud, avasi yaman nivala." And the Gemara then goes through a whole discussion. So Tosfos on top says, "Avasi yaman nivala, alu nistera meid Rabbi Shua the ne'emenes loy malakashin nivalti b'migu b'bayam rolom nivalti." For Tosfos Akasha, Rabbi Shua vesley migu gabi misher astani ne'enasti. Why does he not subscribe to a migu over there? Yeshama the hasam lavi migu gomur. The pila amra mukaseitz ani ene nemes Rabbi Yeshua ki nesnam masisam. Ulo kar le migu ela lefisha he taina meula beyoseh. So Tesis here also has levels that there are levels of migu and mukaseitz is a taina meula, but not necessarily. Is she Ne'eman without Taina? See, that, the question over here is...
Why are they making such a...
Okay, that's the question. So we have to, again, investigate the nature of Migu. This is a famous issue also. This is a famous Chakira among the Dole Achreinim. I haven't seen Bava Metzia in decades. I'm talking about B'Iyun. There's a famous Chakira regarding Migu. Is Migu considered to be a Birur? Migu, in a sense, is a birur that The truth is being told means I have two possible tainus. I present the less strong of the two tainus. That indicates that I'm obviously an incredible person. I'm an honest person. Otherwise, I wouldn't present the weaker taina. I would have presented the stronger taina. To show my honesty, I present the taina that's not as strong, and that's a sign that I'm saying emes. Or do we so know that migo is not a biro, but migo is a din?
He's a gemara cup, though. He knows that he has
a... What was that?
He's a gemara cup. He knows the migo is stronger.
Say that. So that since a person could clearly be menatzeach with the second taina, so therefore he gets the schusim of the second taina. So this is W Yadua, that the Shach in Simon Pebe is the Koli Amigo that I learned with that Rebbe. So the Shach actually says Migo is not Mitam Birur, but he calls it Din, or Schus HaTayna. That's a lotion that the Achrenim actually use. They use these kinds of Lushonos. I believe that this Chakir is found in many Gdoli Achronim, including, when I was in Itri, so there was a very popular Sefer that was quoted by someone who had origins in Telza, Abchaim Telza. That's what Abchaim Telza has it. I think it's in the Kerbet Shurim. I think it's Rav Shimon Shkop, but I don't have access to any of these forum. But that's where this Chakir is found. The nature of Migo, is Migo a Birur? Or is Migo considered to be a Din, the Schus HaTayna? So now you take a look at the two Lashonos in the Gemara down here. The Gemara has two Lashonos. And it could very well be that really, according to the first Lashon, that Rav Gamliel says, Ne'emenes Mishum Migo, because this Lashon claims that Migo is Neman because it's a Birur. Migo means it's a Hechocha. It's a sign that I'm telling the truth. So therefore, despite the fact that Mukaseitz is not stronger in terms of a Taina more than the other Taina, but personally, it's a better Taina. It's a personal Taina, Mukaseitz. She knows exactly what happened in her life. And therefore, as a result of Mukaseitz, she doesn't become Pasul the Kahuna. So why would she say, Misher Astani Ne'a Nasti? That is a taina that would pass off from kahuna. And this taina, Muka says, doesn't pass off from kahuna. So therefore, if it's a birur and a hochacha that she's telling the truth, it could be motzi mama. Now the inami, I'm referring to the inami I'm talking on the previous daf, I'm sorry, I meant your beis and beis, not your gimel and alf. Do you see the gemara on the bottom, the last five lines? The gemara quotes, Lehm Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huna, Dami, Krab Nachman, and Rab Nachman, like Rabbi Shua, Mukha, Rab Nachman, and another Dami, Afil, Gab, Gamliel. That's the first lashon. The second lashon says, "Ad kan the kamer Rabbi Gamliel el diamina upma chazaka." Direct the cheskas haguf of besula. Abalocha ma chazaka yisrael the high. So there are 2 days, two lashonos in the Gemara. So the first lashon, as I said, that's based on the concept of migo. Assuming that's a beer, it's a chacha. You might see mama. The second lashon, we assume, holds like the shach. You give her an emunah of a tiny shnia. But that, as I said, only she's going to be menatzeach with that taina. So the inami, again, is based on chazaka. The first is based on migo, and the second is based on chazaka. And this will get to also, because the Gemara Daf Yigimel here, and the Gemara presents here in the Mishnah of Ne'emenes, and the Gemara says, there's a chazaka. The chazaka is benos yisrael enem mezanos. That's not something which benos yisrael do. So therefore, there's no migo. Why should she have nemanos? So the Ran says over here, "Benos Yisrael enem mezanos." There's a chazaka. We have the concept of chazaka is yadua. There are many chazakas in Shas, and there's also chazaka. Chazaka and benos Yisrael she enem mezanos. And therefore, that exactly is even though the Gemara here on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, as I just said a moment ago, on the bottom 3 lines, is talking about a cheskas haguf. Mashen can here on top of Yud Gimel. Here the question is, when she became a Be'ula, and whether it's Mukaseis or Drusas Ish. But again, I'm just indicating that Lichora, this entire issue is totally on how you understand the Din of Migul. What is it based on? That's what the Achreinim, I believe, say. Again, I didn't have a chance to look at it inside, but this is like gifts of the Ankusa Lemishtacha from 50 years ago. Yeah?
Just an example of a Migul Garua, a classic example. Why do you make a mother make this?
Right. 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 That's a chazaka. Even though I once spoke about this, our salvation discussed this question whether these chazakas are, is manenu ono? Are they somehow kayam or not kayam? I mean, he claimed that These chazokas are kayam kimei hashamayim al oretz. They're built into the very fabric of the bria. Others disagree. Others say no, that these chazokas are a function of the zeitgeist, of the time that we live in. People today are mayors and mayors. Kimat, there's no... I think there are still some honest people left in the world. I would like to hope so. Bodidin, Yechidin, Yechidis Gula. Okay, I want to just also comment on this next Mishnah of Hoysa Medaberes and Daf Yud Gimel, Ro'u Medaberes and Echad, Mati Bo Shaliz. There we're talking about, again, the issue of Yichud. Nachlog is in the Gemara. So she said, Ish Plani Bekoinu is Yisrael Koshem. Again, the same Nachlog is Tanoim. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Ne'amenes, according to Rabbi Shua, Harezu B'cheskas Bu'ula, Nasim L'mamzer, Hachatavi Raya, Lidvarel. So according to one shot in the Gemara, we're talking about Yichud. When it says here, Ish Ploini B'koinu, Koinu is Lav Davka. But but the Tesis, Tesis Yom Tov actually, has a Ha'ara over here. I mean, what is the Machlogos here between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua? According to Rabbi Shua, that she's not Ne'aman. What about the Cheskes Kashrus? What happened to Cheskes Kashrus? Somehow that Cheskes Kashrus has been attenuated, has been weakened, has been diminished.
It's not affecting her.
What?
It's not affecting her.
Okay, but I'm saying that the problem is that a woman, she's at Ish Ploini. If you look at Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam doesn't have the Lashon HaMishnah. Lashon HaMishnah is Ish Ploini Kainhu. Rambam says, Ish Ploini. She said, I was Nivala the Ish Ploini, without the Kohen. I mean, according to Rabbi Gamliel, why is Ne'amenes? That, again, so many say she's Ne'amenes because Eidecha Ne'am B'Surin. And, or you can argue Ne'amenes because Bar B'Shem and Bar Adler, as we said earlier, that we're applying those principles. But the Gemara here says, Bishlom of the Ze'iri, Hainu Ditali Medaberes, even though it's not so partial, even according to Ze'iri. The Kabbalah of the Mishnah, when it says Medaberes, is Nistera. So why does it use Lashon Medaberes? Also very strange Lashon of the Mishnah. Why does it say Lashon Medaberes? It refers to Nistera. Okay, the Gemara here, the refers to, the. I saw a text in Seita, Davheim Ebeiz, that text in Seita says, he quotes to Yerushalmi, Lashon Medaberes refers to Stira, but it's a Lashon Yosin Nekiya. So I saw in the Rishash, Rishash says something very nice over here. What's the difference between the Gemara sometimes says Lashon Nekiya, sometimes the Gemara says Lishna Malya Nokad? What's the chiddush between these two phrases? So Lashon Nekiya, he says, is a substitute for the same thing. And then basically, instead of the Gemara Psochim, instead of saying Tomei, you say Lo Tohar. That is the Gemara beginning of Psochim. However, Lishna Malya is a kind of euphemism. The Gemara calls the pasuk Achla Umachsa Pia. The Ikka Kabbalah's pasuk is Lizlus, but it uses a Lashon, a different Lashon.
Lashon
Saginor. Okay, it's Lashon Saginor. Okay, but anyway, you see that there's a distinction between Lashon Nekiya and Lashon Malga. Okay, on the bottom of the page, the Gemara has a famous machlokes with a machshibo, machshibibita. Another very, very famous machlokes, and maybe I'll just make one comment about Malkin al Yichud. That's a sugya that's found a number of times in Shas. The bottom of the page here, Gemara says that Omar Rav Malkin al Yichud vein Eisim al Yichud. And Gemara says my loss will be Yuchsin. Tesis read actually, and if you give him a base, he points out we're talking about an Eishes Ish. Tesis here, to be Amaskel my loss will be Yuchsin on this page, and you give him an Aleph. So Tesis here says we're talking about a Pnuya. Hashegin, and he says, Ish, who's Misyachin, but the man ain't Malkin. You don't want to be Mitzi Laz Abonel. So you have a Machlokes actually, Rabbi Shainim, what is this referring to, Malkin al Yichud? Referring to an Eshes Ish or referring to a Pnuya? But I'm more interested in the Machlokes where Machshibah, Machshibabita, Olay Machshibabita. What's the nature of that Machlokes? So I think, again, that this is another. One of the famous discussions that's found among the Dali Achrayim, and essentially it has to do with, let's read the Gemara actually, just to see what the Gemara says. And the Bishlam of the Ze'iri, I'm reading the line before the wide lines, two lines before. Hainu dekami tati medaberes, muberes, אלא רבסי תרתי לא מלא. אחד על אח שבו, אחד על אח שבביתו. אני יכול מעניין מה, דיבי המח שבו, המח שבביתו. אלא מעניין מה, דיבי המח שבו, פסק בביתו, מה יקל מימה. רבסי סובה כמעניין מה, דיבי המח שבו, המח שבביתו. So Rashi here, look in the lashon of Rashi, בביתו. אם האובר הזה נקבע, תינוסו לקונו על הגמליה. דיאש מן הבדידו, הבאמינה איהי, הולד אבל החזוקה דקשס מהיקרו, Aminon ukma achazoka b'lal tasen misofe. So Rashi here tells you that the issue revolves around the nature of chazoka. Abel uber the lo habalei chazoka the kashra same lo. So you see from Rashi that the issue is revolving around the nature of chazoka. The mother has a cheskas kashrus, Rashi says, and the mother's cheskas kashrus obviously is a bearer on the metzias that she tells us that the mother was not mizana. So that's one way of looking at the matter. Ken Zayin, that's what Rashi is saying. And similar to what we said earlier by Migo, the same Chakira also be applied, and I'm sure is applied, whatever's the Chazaka as well. That's what I learned the Sukkot Chazaka of Absolvation and Kulin. The first paragraph, this is what he discussed. The question is, what's the nature of Chazaka? Is Chazaka seen to be a Bira? That's a Pashas of Rashi. Or no, do you assume that Chazaka is a Din? Not a Bira, but it's a Din. That since there's a suffix, the halacha says you have to be okay, we have to chesas kashrus, even though the metzias hadvarim is a suffix. We're talking about a metzias, there's a suffix over here. So if you say that machshiba, machshiba bitam, chazaka is a bira, she was not mezane. No, she was not mezane, so then we can assume the daughter is also kashrus. The second side says no, that it's a din. The metzias is a suffix. So she has a chesas kashrus. So regarding the mother, she's kashrus. The daughter doesn't have the chesas kashrus. Mitzias is a suffix. Whether she was mezana, the mother, or not, so a person, the bita. Now that seems to be the issue, what the nature of chazok is. It's not clear, exactly in Rashi. Rashi learns the habal cheska the kashrus meikara, but the uba doesn't have that chesas kashrus. So again, the assumption is that somehow Rashi holds it's a din. Chazok is a din, as opposed to being a bira. If it's a bira, l'chura, it should work for both. I think that's one mahalach. I believe there's another mahalach that the reason why the Manyama says Machshiba, Machshiba Bita, because in effect the status of the children, they're a chelek of the cheskes kashrus of the parents. Someone who's born, not only does he have a cheskes kashrus, but whatever emerges from that individual later on when they have children also has a cheskes kashrus. It means we assume that the child is a chelek of the mother. Because some want to say this is totally on the question whether Uba Yerachimo, that's the Mashmos and Shin Kubetz over here. Totally on that issue, whether Uba Yerachimo, Uba Lav Yerachimo, as he seems to say, this is the Machlokas is totally on that issue.
Why is it kashrus? I mean, it's just whatever the mother has will be given to the child.
So okay, that's probably what it means, I assume.
The daughter will be a shifra.
Okay. I mean, obviously, if you passel the child, so in effect, you're passeling a bit of the cheskes kashrus of the parent. That's right. That's it. We'll get to that hopefully in a little while. I don't know if we're going to get to it. But anyway, the Loshin is very striking.
This is the second generation something.
Yeah. I mean, the Gemara uses the Loshin on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, since you're at it already, on the bottom of the page.
Where?
The Gemara, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the last 3 and 4 lines. I will be honest with you. I spent this week on this sugya, the entire week. From Yud Aleph all the way to Tezayin. Came out the whole day. That's what I was learning all day. Luckily, I can do it in the summer. But otherwise, I can't do it. But anyway, here, this sugya always has perplexed me for years. Not the first time, not the second time, not the third time. And yet, I've never been able to get a handle on it. So I decided I have to get a handle on it. My speak fine. Anyway, so on the bottom of Daf, you give them a base. The Marosa Dafins, the Marosa has a question here. Regarding, I mean, I assume you're familiar with the sugya, since here the Gemara says on the bottom of the page, I'll just read maybe a little bit of the Lashon if you don't mind, starting from where it says the Gemara brought the issue of Rav Psulim and Rav Ksherim, Messiah Rav Shuba Levi, I'm on 25 lines up from the bottom. Amar Shur Balevi, the Dibya Machshir, Machshir Afilu Barok Psulim, Dibya Pesel, Afilu Barok Sherim, Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei HaMachshibah, Machshibah, the blood is kosher, the kahuna, Divrei HaPesel, Pesel, the bita. Rabbi Lazar, the Divrei HaMachshibah, Pesel, the bita. I'm a rabbi, my time with Rabbi Lazar, Vishlam, Ihi, Islach, Chazaka, the Kashwas. Bita, Lesser, Chazaka, the Kashwas. Rashi just quoted this Lashon. That's what Rashi quoted, that if you give him a love. Esau, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Bamedra, Amurim, Beidus Isha Begufa, Avleis Isha Bebita, Divrei HaKol, Avlad Shtuki. My love, Shtuki Yipasol, Loi, Shtuki Yikasha. Mika Shtuki Yikasha, Ian, Kedishmuel. Omer Shmuel, Asara Kohanim, Omdin. Upir Shechem Yem Ubal, Havlat Shtuki, Mike Shtuki. Ile Mishem Ashtik Naso Menichsi Aviv, namely from Yerusha, Pshita. Mi Adina Nabu Amanu. 10 Kohanim. So how do you know who the father is? Ela, Shem Ashtik Naso Medin Kuhuna. Dichsiv, Vaisalo, Lazar, Achra, Bris Kuhuna, Asailo. So the Gemara dash in this Pasuk, we just had it in Pinchas. Misha Zara Miyucha Sachara. So then, he has a bris kuna selam. Yotza Zeh, Shein Zara Miyucha Sachara. So the Gabi Yuchsin, and here's what Rashi comments over here. Rashi on the bottom of the page. Midin Kuhuna, Shelo Yavad Aveda, Velo Yechal Truma. That's right. So this is the issue. The Gabi Yuchsin is not considered to be possible, the Gabi Truma is a psul. It's a kind of shtuki b'miktsas. I'm not sure how to describe this individual. So there's a big machlokes harishonim. There's a big machlokes harishonim over here in the Shin Kubetzes on this item as well. Whether when it says mashtigin also midin kahuna, so Rashi says midin kahuna. So Rashi says shelo yavod avoda v'lo yechal truma. Rashi here says two things. He doesn't do the avoda, and Rashi says he's not going to eat truma. That's a shita here in the shita of the Rimagash, of the Rashba, of the Ra'ah, of the Muki Yosef. And those you don't have Zara Miyuchas. In order that you should be able to be part of the Kahuna Soilam, has to be Zara Miyuchas. But the Ritva and the Meiri called Rabbi Yehuda over here. And they say, no, the shtuki is only the Gabi Aveda. But the Gabi Truma, Lo Mishaskin, I say, because we know that he's a Kohen Kosher. The Ritva brings a Raya. That the Pasuk says, V'hoi Salo, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, V'hoi Salo, Zara Acharav, Briz Kuna Salom, he's talking about the Aveda. Achilas Truma is not an Aveda. That's what the Ritva here writes, and therefore, it will not be a psul. Rashi says, what's a shita of Rashi? You have to say, Pashi Balabatish, Achilas Truma is also an Aveda. Who's Mizogin? Hadish Kibreira. You have no choice but to say that Svara according to Rashi. I think the Gemara says it by, in Yevamos, we had it by Kochim. Koyanim Eichlim, Ubaila Miskaprim. And Mabela, you have to apply the same principle, the same shita for Achilas Truma, that Achilas Truma is also considered to be Lechora in Avoda. Means according to Rashi, Rashi says here, that the Indian Yuchsin.
So it's not Truma, then it's not a Kohen. Why? It's not a Yuchas.
But the Gemara uses this pasuk. That's how Rashi understands it. That it applies to both, it applies to Avodah, it applies to Truma. But it, in order to be Mechalik, you have to assume, as I said, that Truma is not an Avodah. I saw the Rambam right here, La Locha, that the mother has known the Amanas to be Machshir the Blah the Kahuna. I assume again because the issue maybe of Bar Yishema here also, what we discussed earlier. I mean, here the problem is it's like a Bari Aide Mishu Acher. It's not a Bari of the individual himself. It's a Bari which is being established through some other agency, through some other individual. So maybe that Bari only helps the mother, but it's not Machshir any child. What does it mean here? Shtuki v'kosher, what the Gemara says. Not kosher l'kahuna, but maybe it means kosher l'kol. As far as enter the Kal Hashem, there you have kashers. But not choshesh, that the father was a nosin or a mamzer. Somehow, you have to, this, as I said, needs a discussion. I mean, it's probably no get to the question that also we had, is the machok zeram the raibin, and the sugi nevomis, of akum v'eret ha'bo abas Yisrael, what's their status? That's the Machlok, the Rif and the Raivid. There's a famous Bachber, Bechashmuel and Yevamos. I couldn't find my copy either. Anyway, so there he has a discussion on this question. whether Akum Eved Habar Bas Yisrael, the Vlad Kosher. But now the question is the Vlad Kosher even the Kahuna? That's Machlokes Rabbi Shani. Machlokes the Rif and the Raivin. The Vlad is Kosher even the Kahuna. So he discusses this Machlokes. Okay, next case, bottom of the page. Jigimel Mabe is going on to your Dalid, the Oris Varusa. What was that?
Yeah,
I assume.
And the Hanami.
That again, I think that's the issue. But Rashi says, Lo Yocha Bitzrumba, Lo Yabar Avod, Lo Yocha Bitzrumba. The Gemara presents a famous case, Ha'u Oros Varusoso. Yeah, that's what Rashi said. Ruya the Kohen, the Kohen the Shtuki. That's what Rashi writes.
So you're trying to create an equation after the
Eved. That's right. Yeah, I'm not saying the two are totally equated, but yesh makom la'asot hashvah kazot between that sugya and this sugya over here. The next case is also a very famous case of the Oros Varusa, thus the Kamed Rabbi Yosef, he amra minei from the Oros. Behu Omar in Minoi. As Rashi says, Emes Mimenihu. So the Gemara, this Gemara, I actually could have said just the Shira on this Gemara for a few hours. We shouldn't even have a field day here. What is the Pshat in the next piece of Gemara? Omar Rabbi Yosef. Lamai Nechishla. Chodo do Kamoide. Correct? He's the Baal. He said it explicitly. The Eid. The woman is Neman to say, Leish Kosher Nivalti. I was Nivalti when Ish Kosher. She's Neman. And she's the Arusa, Nemenes. Amalei Abayi, Ubahoki la Meide, Mashiva Gamliel, Ramalei Shmuel Abyuda Shinela. Halach Gamriel, Bad Lo Tavid Uvda, Adika Roib Sherin. Lach Roib Tzulin Etzla. Where's the Kasha and that? Vidi Tamech, Tikshulach, Higufa, Halach, Bad Lo Tavid Uvda, Elamai Yisrael, Meimar, Halach Hatchil, Adi Ebe, Onami Gi Ebe Domi. And then the Gemara is a Kasha from Amon Asisa. So here, on this Sugya, where he says, In Minoi, on the bottom of Yud Gimel and Beis going on the top of Yud Alam and Aleph. What does that mean, in Minoi? So many Rishonim here say, the Ran and the Rashba explain, who Baal also, but how do we know that she's Behei Royo Mimenu? Who said that she conceived as a result of that act of consorting with him? And the Ritva and the Rimi Gah says, could be she was Mezanerem with somebody else. So what does he mean when he says, in Minoi? I know that she's Mu'uberes. From me. That's what in Minoi means. I'm the one. I'm the father. So Taisis here, the Amasl Choda, the second Taisis, Choda the Kamoide. So Taisis says over here that here we're talking about an Arusa is an Eishes Ish. You know, an Arusa is an Eishes Ish. That's the din. That Arusa requires a get. If an Arusa is Mezana, the Aloch is Yishayv Skila. If there's a Chash of Znus, then there's a problem, is she muta the baila? Arusa is mezana, of course, is also the baila. You need a get in order to sever that relationship. So eshesish is in sasu the baila, she's called an eshesish. Now the question is, again, the vlad. If she was mezana, the vlad is a mamzer. That's the halacha. Arusa is eshesish. When she's mezana, the vlad would be a mamzer. The question over here is, what's the issue? Namely, her status, the status of the vlad. So Tosfos here says, that the shayla is whether she can actually remain with the Oros. So he says it's a problem. Because the Oros is Moideh. And secondly, even if it's not Moideh, we pass a Gamliel. Look at the Tosfos. Look at the Tosfos here. Tosfos says, Chodah, I'm reading the second Tosfos. Become Moideh. Matzil and the Farish, the Ayur, Linyan, the Yisrael, Ala Oros. Vachi Purusha. Chodah, become Moideh. Hilkoch, Eino Neser Salah.
Moideh, Abiyuda. What's the issue? What is the issue? Where is it? I'm lost in the beginning. How does the story begin? There's a machlokes. What are they arguing about?
No, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. Obviously, I just want to read the text first, and then we will try to understand that too. So, text says here, And he doesn't like that. The Eshel Amida. The Lefi Dvar, and Kain Hadja Amin Abaye, and the Afka Nafsha, Hainu B'Shalom Batku Esima, B'Zeina. The Apluk the Rabbi Shmuel Koi, the Mukvi B'Kdushin, Mai Shtuki B'Duki, the Mai Gassin B'Kdushin, Arusa Shebra, Lo Kasha Midi. Kain Tzar Gavarish, Tzachalo Mairi La Yisraelo. El Le'inya the Hashi Yisam Lad, the Hashta Avi V'Oi Kipshuto, V'Oi Dakil Lo Yodeh. So Tessis, that's the question that the Rishonim raise here. What is the issue? Is the issue regarding her status? Or is the issue regarding the status of the Vlad? What the one trying to taste this? The question is whether she can now remain with the Oris. So Taisus says, that's a problem, because he's made there. And the oh, Taisus writes over here, if he's not made there, Pasal Gamliel, that she's Neman. What's that? I'm asking, when is a woman Neman? So with a woman is Neman in the case of Bari B'Shema. Let's say the Baal's not made there. The Eid means bury you bury. So Avgamil never said that she would be Naaman when you have a situation. Only when you have bury B'Shema is there Naamanus. So that's a question that Taisus is raising. And furthermore, the Rishonim here, I saw this in the Ramban, they were talking about that the husband is not Modeh. The Halacha is like Avgamil Shenaamanus, if the Baal is Machisha. We discussed this actually 2 weeks ago.
The story. I don't
think
those.
The story is Shav Yanav.
What happened?
This guy in Minoy. What's in Minoy? Mapshad in Minoy.
I don't understand what the case is. What's
the case
about?
Is very. I said there's two possibilities.
He's the ball, and he says I'm the ball.
That's but right. What does that mean? What does that mean? That's the question. What does it mean? In Minoy. In Minoy. Does that mean that in effect she conceived from him? Or no, in Minoy. Then Echadami, I was ball her. However, the child came from somewhere else. And you understand Pshat the Gemara. So Rashi learns over here, in Minoy, MS Mimenihu. What does it mean, Mimenihu?
Mimenihu is the blood.
What was that?
Mimenihu is the blood, right?
That's a question. That's exactly what Taisus is raising. And that's all the Rishonim raises the Kasha. So what are we talking about here? The status of the woman or the status of the blood? Alzeh Gufa HaBechina. That's exactly what we're discussing. That's the issue. So Rishonim here say that if the Baal is not made there, so then, the halacha of Gamliel, the menace is the Baal's machisha. But as I said, there's a problem over here. We raised this problem already a week ago. Namely, Shav Yanav Shechatichad Yisura. This statement in Uminoi is Mamish Shav Yanav Shechatichad Yisura. Means how is it possible to say that she's Neman? The Baal said in Uminoi, Shav Yanav Shechatichad Yisura. We discussed that, what the Yalachakir and Shav Yanav what that's based on. Okay, but putting that aside, so here you have Shav Yanav Shechatichad Yisura.
Why?
Because he is saying in Uminoi.
That's a good thing.
How could you say she's Neman? In Uminoi. MS. Mimenihu.
Mimenihu is the blood. So why?
Okay, that's the question, what that means. So you have to take a look here. Okay, I'm just telling you the kasha that's asked here by the Ramban. Not me. I'm deciding. No, there's Shavuot Nafshi. He says in Uminoi. So he's basically implicating himself. Is he not?
Yes, which means it's mutter to be living with her.
Okay, good. That's the question. Now take a look here in the Marsha. So that's why I refer, there's a long Marsha here. Marsha says Pshat in this whole discussion. He says, according to Rashi, that we're talking about whether she's mutter to her husband or not. So the question is, what does it mean, ba'od? So the Marsha says, ba'od means not that the Baal is machishar with the time is bari, but rather, even if the Baal is not made there, the Ma'ashur says he doesn't remember. That's what the Ma'ashur writes here. He doesn't remember. He's not sure whether he did an act of bia that led to heroyom. So if he's not sure, you can't say Shav Yanav Shechatichad Yisura. I'm just, the kasha is a valid kasha, I think. But he says he can't say it because he doesn't know. He's not sure. Taisus says it isn't shot here. Taisus says he's talking about the heksher of the blood. As Rabbi Yemin, as you mentioned, is he a mamzer or not? So Rabbi Yosef says, "Lamai nechush." Look back in the Gemara. Lamai nechush. The Baal is made there, so the vlad is kosher. And even if he's not made there, maybe he's not around. Maybe he died. Maybe he left the scene. Maybe he's not available. to be questioned. We can't pursue the matter. So according to Gamliel Nehemenes, and here also we believe her that the vlad is kosher. I mean, she's believed that the time is buried to be machshir the vlad.
That's because there's nothing to contradict her.
That's right. Correct.
He said the obvious of Abba, so.
All right. I mean, the Ritva says over here the ha'arus shoysek, that the Oris is quiet. And she's believed, according to Rabbi Gamliel. There's also an issue of the Rishonim raised here, this Lashon of the Gemara. Ha'nami ki di'eved domi. Wow, what a Lashon. Ha'nami ki di'eved domi. What does that mean? So Rashi here says that if we don't believe her, look at Rashi. Ha'nami ki di'eved, Rashi line number 5. She'nisabra, v'yatabra lisa ha'uba, la'isa al-Oris. Rashi says, if you don't believe her, so you have to, the husband will have to divorce her. Not to be a megarisha. Mashma, that the whole union of the Eved, according to Rashi, is mitzad the arusa. She'll have to leave her husband. But mitzad the vlad, there's no shayla of the Eved. The whole shayla is not mitzad the arusa, whether the husband will divorce her or not. I saw here again, in the Ritva, he says, even mitzad the vlad. Yeah, but the halacha lemaisa nafkamina is with reference to she and her, she and him. Whether you'll have to divorce her. Mitzad the vlad lechura, there's no b'di'evit issue over here. What's the b'di'evit issue according to Rashi? Mitzad the vlad. Where's the b'di'evit issue? The way the ritual learns over here, even mitzad the vlad is a question of b'di'evit. It means if we pass the vlad, then the vlad is a sofik mamzer. Sofik mamzer cannot marry Israelis, cannot marry a regular Jewish woman. And he has to marry it's a suffix, correct? So that's the question. But the Eved, even the Gabi the Vlad, what would be his status? Rashi does not say that. I mean, question, why doesn't Rashi say, I mean, there's another question, Stam, you could ask Balabatish, why doesn't Rashi say that suffix, the Gabi the Vlad, that he can go ahead and marry a Gioris? I mean, the Arusa, if we passel her, so then she's going to have to leave her husband. But as far as the Vlad is concerned, where's the B'Eved? Where's the B'Eved regarding the Vlad? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That issue is the Sofik Mamzer issue. That's B'Eved, but that's not the Chura Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say that.
What does Rashi mean by that?
Okay, that's the question, what Rashi means. But the Rishonim understood him as not saying that what the Eved means, what I just mentioned, what Ritva says here, the Feirish, Sofik Mamzer. Yeah, I think so. Psul Ba'alma, exactly. Yeah. That's a simple chat of Rashi. Psul Ba'alma as opposed to the issue of Sofik Mamzer. Okay, one or two other comments on Almanas Issa, since I'm on my merry way. Almanas Issa, there's a famous Rashi here. And this is the next sugya, starting at the bottom of Yudalim, Amid Alv, going on to Yudalim and Beis, basically occupying till the next Mishnah. So, I can't get past the expression, Almanas Issa, which to me is such a wondrous expression. That Issa is essentially comprised of both Kemach and Mayim. And Rashi says here, she's an Almana of a Sufik Cholah. That's what Rashi learns. I mean, the din is if a kohen marries a grusha, the vlad is a cholom. If a kohen marries a savi grusha, the vlad is a savi cholom. So a savi grusha is when, Rashi says, when a woman gets a get, savi kar avlov, savi kar avlov, the Mishnah Gittin. So the halacha is that savi cholom, if the cholom, savi cholom dies, then she's an almana of a savi cholom. That's what Rashi learns here, the whole case of almana sisa. She's kosher the kuna. She has a chesed kasher, says Rashi over here. And in Mela, she's kosher the kuhuna. But now coming to the Gemara that Dr. Mazenkis mentioned, namely, Trey Sveiki. What a Gemara. Trey Sveiki. Rashi here, I assume you saw the Rashi with Trey Sveiki. And we have to really read the first Rashi, to be fair. Chatz Feka, that's a long Rashi. But Trey Sveiki, Adaf Yudalov and Aleph. Rashi says the chatzveika masnis and chatzveika. Sovi nivalo the kosher, sovi nivalo the pasul. Shari boz lo boz the fanenu. Vilu boz sheva yimakim moshu pasul. Next Rashi. Trei sveiki. Imo shel sovi cholo. Ze. Bo noila la sofe. Vi atzma lo nesu ala mi sofe. Vizu shebo machmas bino kari la sovi svek svek sveiko. That's one shot. Then Rashi quotes the second shot for Rabbi Yosi Tuvela. So Rashi's pshat l'chu is very difficult, this first pshat, before the Rabbi said to Velim, that I would say it's even tamua, because the Savi begins from the mother, that she was a Savi Grusha. And now, the Vlad is a Safik Sheni. Safik of a Safik. Obviously, considerably...
She got married to a coin afterwards.
Yeah, considerably more Shvach. So Amonas Isa, she's Cher Laguna. That's correct. Now the difference, the problem is that that's not the Chora Svek Sveka. Here, the subject is, the mother, was she a Grusha, was she not a Grusha? That's the question. Was she divorced, was she not divorced? Savi Karavlo, Savi Karavlo. So what's the nature of this? That's not a Svek Sveka at all. What's Rashi talking about? The question here, did the mother, was she divorced, was she not divorced? That's the issue. So I looked around. The Rishash asked this kasha over here. He asked on Rashi. And the Rishash said, that's not what Rashi means. He doesn't mean svek sveka. Really, it's one suffix. So what does Rashi mean? What Rashi means that since the suffix began with the mother, and that suffix was transmitted to the child, remember that you have here a double chazaka. Number one, that means each suffix has its own chazaka. As far as the mother is concerned, she has a chazaka, she's not a grusha. And as far as the suffix of the cholo, the almana of a suffix cholo, there's a chesed kasher, there's a kuna. That's what Rabbi Shua says, she's kasher the kuna. That's what he understands the Rashi. Rashi does not mean svek sveka. Adesh teit nirushash. I think you have to say that. Rashi quotes the second shot here, Abyesi tuvela, even though teis is cholik on all these chotim. Let's just read that and then we'll end with this. So Rashi quotes here a second shot. Rabbi Tuvelin. By the way, it's very rare that Rashi quotes Rabbi Yisrael Tuvelin. Again, Rabbi Yisrael Tuvelin is quoted by Teisin Avdi Psochim, Lora Kaladech. Rabbi Yisrael Tuvelin wrote a piyut that I had the zchus of learning with Rav Soloveitchik, Elokei Aruchos. He went through the entire piyut. Spent about 2 weeks going through the entire piyut, about 7 hours shiurim, he said, until he fit in all the elements of Yisrael Tuvelin into the sugi said Avdi Psochim. But rarely is he quoted anywhere else by Tesis and Shas. Kimat never. I didn't check to see on the Google to see. Maybe you'll check Dr. Vizankis, he'll tell me if it's true or not. But that Rashi quotes of Es Tuvelim, and he loves a chair, Davar Kazeh. Yeah, it's a famous issue. Because I had the Shakasarya and the Rosh, Gansa Tumult. Anyway, but our interest right now is here, of Es Tuvelim. Almanas Isha Shoya Bible Svek Sveto. Don't you know, Garsha Imo, Bibailo Arishan, Savi Karala, Savi Karala. Umeis, Betech, Shoshe Chadoshim, in the issue of Havchana, within 3 months. Venises the coin, Tok Shoshe Chadoshim, Beyoda, Savik Shu Bentisha the Rishan, the Koshe, Avilosa Migubeshes, Shari Kaidim again, the Sabra, Apil Akra again, will you swear, will I coin, the Savi Benchil of Akra, and Gnosha Kainu. Rashi quotes his second pshat, yes, to Velim, but Taisus here does not like this pshat because Almanas Isa refers to, Taisus says, refers to Mishpacha that has a Savi Cholo. Each one himself is a svek sveka. That's what Tesis here writes. And as an almana from this mishpacha, she's the wife of the svek sveka, is kosher lekuna. That's what the Gemara says over here. According to Avigam Liel, you need a time to bury. Even the chat suffek, we'd also be machshim. She says the kosher nevalti. But in the time of Shema, even the svek sveka would be possible. And that's the reason why Almanas Isa is not a time to bury. And this is the machlokes here between Avigam Liel and Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, I was going to discuss a few other things, but I I see it's 11 o'clock, so we'll leave it at this. That needs a separate shiur.
Clearly.
If you're willing to stay for another hour, I'll be glad to do it.
An hour is enough?
No. But it'll give some bit of insight. Who did it? Did Rabbi Asker's?
Here you go.